At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, modelling reveals nuclear energy would cost households hundreds of dollars more a year. Is of renewed violence in New Caledonia as two men killed by French police. And in sport, Graham Arnold stepped down as Socceroos manager. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brook. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has travelled to the United States for a meeting of the Quad countries. The leaders of the US, Japan, India and Australia are gathering in Joe Biden's home state of Delaware for discussions aimed at ensuring security in the Indo-Pacific region. The talks will also cover what happens when Biden finishes his term in the White House, with the president not seeking re-election. But Mr. Albanese has said he isn't worried about what the outcome of the November election may be.
The election in the United States is, of course, a matter for the people of the United States. What I'm very confident of is that our relations with our friends here in the United States is a relationship between nations based upon our common values that we have, and that it is not just a relationship between individuals, as strong as my relationship with President Biden has been.
New data suggests there's been an increase of almost 390,000 migrants in the first 9 months of the last financial year. The federal government had expected 395,000 people to enter the country over the entire 12-month period. The opposition has called out the Albanese government for failing to manage population growth during a housing crisis. But Education Minister Jason Clare has told Channel 7 there's a plan in place to reduce the number of migrants by June 2025.
There's three parts to this number. One part is international students. You know, we've seen students come back very quickly after the pandemic. Part of it's backpackers and part of it's people overstaying their visas. They're the three big parts of this number.
New analysis has suggested electricity bills would need to rise significantly to recoup the costs of building and running nuclear power plants in Australia. The research from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says consumers would pay hundreds more per year to cover the Coalition's plan to build seven nuclear reactors across five states on the sites of coal-fired power stations. But opposition leader Peter Dutton has questioned the report's figures, accusing Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen of coming up with them.
We need to have a baseload power, and in other countries around the world, bearing in mind that 19 of the top 20 economies in the world have nuclear power, in Ontario they're paying one-third the cost of electricity that we are here.
A new report has found older people in Australia are spending months without support while they wait for care at home. The Anglicare Australia Life on the Waitlist report suggests some are being pushed into residential services and even hospital as their health worsens. The reports found no aged care providers it examined could meet demand for home support in their communities, mostly due to funding constraints. Police have killed two men during an operation in the French territory of New Caledonia amid ongoing unrest between Indigenous Kanaks and French loyalists. French police say an officer opened fire after security forces were threatened by a group of armed individuals. The incident took place in St. Louis, a stronghold of the independence movement south of Noumea. The killings bring the death toll on the Pacific Island to 13 since the start of a crisis triggered by a controversial voting reform that was suspended in June. Actors in the US have rallied outside the headquarters of Disney over their use of artificial intelligence in video games. The actors and motion capture performers want big companies like Disney to agree to the terms proposed by their union. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed two bills aimed at protecting actors and other performers from unauthorized use of their digital likenesses. But this voice actor says companies like Disney have still been unwilling to agree to basic protections.
But the trouble is that they want to have us go in for a day and put down everything, record everything, and then use it forever, you know, in perpetuity. And that's just absolutely unethical.
French rockets are set to blast off from Australia's Arnhem Space Centre in the Northern Territory. Under a new deal, there'll be up to 18 launches a year, starting in 2026. Chief Executive of Equatorial Launch Australia, Michael Jones, says Australia is a prime location.
At the north of Australia, we are close to the equator, and the Earth in its spin, or Coriolis, spins the fastest at the equator. So anybody who is wishing to launch and attain orbital velocity of between 24 and 28,000 kilometres an hour gets a massive benefit by launching into the spin.
To sport, and in football news, Graham Arnold will step down as Socceroos manager before Australia's next World Cup qualifier in October. Arnold has reportedly been in conversation with Football Australia this week, ironing out an exit strategy from a role he's held since 2018. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.